Hello and welcome to the first Edligo Strategic Talent Transformation Podcast. Today's topic, skills versus competencies, and why it is important to identify and develop them. Today, we will discover what are the differences between skills and competencies, why it is important to differentiate between them, how to assess skills and competencies in an organization, and which organizations already successfully do skills and competencies talent-based management. My name is Raimund Nienaber. Some word about myself. I'm Edligo's HR thought leader and HR consulting director. Throughout my career, I built and led high-performing HR and technical teams with 20-plus years in innovating in human resources. I love helping organizations to achieve top performance with their employees. Top business performance and great results with talent analytics is what we want to bring with Edligo to the corporate world. Skill-based organization, competency-based hiring, it seems like everyone is focusing on skills and competencies. But do we actually know why? And why should we focus on skills and certifications and degrees? Let's discover. According to a study done by KPMG in 2024, roles are evolving so quickly that traditional job descriptions can't keep up. Prioritizing skills over specific job roles offers the agility needed to stay productive amidst rapid technological changes. Leveraging technology to develop flexible skills ontologies, competency frameworks, and taxonomy here is key. This approach not only benefits the organization, but also enriches employees' work lives by introducing variety and focusing on developing skills for a rewarding career path within the company. HR Pathfinder's research shows that companies with strong skills-focused strategy are outperforming their rivals. Another research done by Deloitte discovers that 89% of executives say that skills are becoming more important for the way organizations are defining work, deploying talent, managing career, and valuing employees. They also discovered that skills-based organizations are 98% more likely to retain high performers, 79% more likely to have positive workforce experience, and 52% are more likely to innovate. Look at the external side. According to World Economic Forum, organizations estimate with 44% of workers' skills will be disrupted in the next 5 years. Beyond the top-ranked skills are four skills which companies prioritize much more highly than others: AI, big data, leadership, and social influence. Without these skills, companies will not be able to grow and in the long perspective, even survive. So, skills are important, or competencies? So, what is actually the difference? According to Oxford English Dictionary, a skill is a capability of accomplishing something with precision and certainty. A practical knowledge in combination with ability, cleverness, and expertness. Gardner says that skills are the observable manual capability required in the execution of a job or task. They define what is performed within a job. I would describe skills as strengths or abilities that people develop through training and hands-on experience. In the workplace, we use these skills to get things done. Take a manager, for instance. They rely on leadership skills to inspire and guide their team members. These leadership skills encompass various abilities like communication, delegation, time management, and problem solving. Often, employers look for specific skills when hiring for a role. When candidates understand their skills and can explain how they'll use them in the job, it makes it easier for hiring managers to assess if there is a right fit for the position. It is common to classify skills into soft and hard skills. But not many people know that this classification came actually from the military. In the mid-20th century, the military introduced hard and soft skills to streamline training with fields like math deemed hard and sociology labeled soft. At that time, education focused primarily on technical aspects, neglecting communication and teamwork. Despite attempts to define and refine these terms, they persisted and evolved into technical and non-technical categories in the 1980s. By the late 2000s, there was a growing recognition of the importance of soft skills, leading to increased emphasis on teaching communication and ethics alongside technical subjects. Today, there is a push to integrate these skills with industry leaders highlighting the significance of empathy and communication in building software effectively. Thus, while the terms persist, there's a growing understanding that skills are interconnected rather than separate. Harvard Business Review refers soft skills to interpersonal attributes, personality traits, and communication abilities that enable individuals to work effectively and harmoniously with others. They include skills such as communication, teamwork, leadership, adaptability, empathy, and emotional intelligence. McKinsey defines hard skills that they are specific, teachable abilities or knowledge that can be easily quantified and measured. They are typically technical or job-specific skills that are acquired through education, training, or experience. Examples of hard skills include programming, data analysis, foreign language proficiency, and operating machinery. When we talk about skills, we also talk about reskilling. As technology is constantly changing, people need to keep learning. So, according to Cambridge Dictionary, reskilling is the process of learning new skills so that people can do a different job or training people to do different jobs. Skills can be and should be trained, but what about competencies? Cambridge Dictionary simply says that competency is an ability to do something well. Gardner defines competencies as a set of characteristics of an individual that are observable, measurable, and predictive of superior performance within a given role or job. I would add that competency encompasses the effective implementation of skills within a workplace context, combining skills, behaviors, knowledge, and abilities to achieve job success. It represents the ability to perform tasks proficiently and includes specific behaviors necessary for a successful role. One widely recognized classification of competencies comes from the Society of Human Resource Management, SHRM. They categorize competencies into three main types: foundational competencies, functional competencies, and leadership competencies. The foundational competencies are basic skills and attributes that are essential for success across various roles and industries. They include competencies like communication, teamwork, problem solving, and adaptability. Functional competencies are specific to a particular role or job and are directly related to carrying out the responsibility of that role effectively. Examples include technical skills, industry-specific knowledge, and job-specific abilities. Leadership competencies are qualities and skills required for effective leadership and management roles. They include competencies such as strategic thinking, decision-making, coaching and mentoring, and leading change. This classification system helps organizations to identify and develop the competencies necessary for success in their workforce. Now, what is the difference between skills and competencies? So, as SHRM says, skills are specific learned activities or abilities that an individual can perform often based on their training or experience. Skills can be acquired through education, training programs, or in the job experience. Examples of skills include, for instance, code writing, writing itself, operating machinery, and certain activities, I would rather call it. Competencies, on the other hand, are the combination of skills, of knowledge, or combination of abilities and behaviors that enable an individual to perform effectively in a specific role or job. So with its entire complexity. So competencies encompass not only the technical skill, but also interpersonal skills, problem-solving abilities, and other qualities necessary for success in a particular position. In summary, while skills refer to specific learned activities or abilities, competencies are broader and include a range of attributes beyond just skill. And there are many roles available where you can see this, you know. So technical managers, or let me just take a project manager, you know, project manager has a lot of certain skills are required, you know, but on how the amount of skills are not identifying the quality of how something is being delivered. So the competency of project management, therefore, will encompass all the little skills that are needed to do the role, plus as well the delivery towards the customer, the interfaces, internal, external, and all this about, you know. So this will just be encompassing, as I said, the entire role, and is just much larger. And of course, it's a little bit more complex too. So both skills and competencies are important to the development of any employee. Employees cannot display competencies without certain skills that are required for their position. Companies need to balance both competencies and skills when developing employees for future roles. However, competencies play a particularly crucial role in ensuring that employees can adapt to changing circumstances, collaborate effectively with others, and solve complex problems, ultimately contributing to organizational success in today's dynamic business environment. According to the World Economic Forum, competencies are essential for organizations to thrive in the rapidly changing global landscape. Competencies go beyond technical skills and encompass a broader set of attributes. Organizations that prioritize competencies in their talent management strategies are better equipped to navigate challenges, drive innovation, and maintain competitive edge in the marketplace. Therefore, we can underscore the critical role of competencies in building agile and resilient organizations capable of addressing evolving business needs. Organizations have already started realizing the potential of tracking skills and competencies and utilizing that data for talent management. This is what we see in our experience in Adligo. For example, Google employs a rigorous data-driven approach to manage its talent, which includes tracking employees' skills and competencies. Through Project Oxygen and Project Aristotle, Google has analyzed key behaviors and skills that contribute to effective management and team performance, respectively, and has integrated these insights into their training programs. Another example is Amazon, which leverages its leadership principles as a framework to assess competencies across different roles within the organization. These principles guide hiring, performance assessments, and promotions, ensuring that skills and competencies are closely aligned with the company's culture and business objectives. Unilever has embarked on a digital transformation journey that includes the use of AI and data analytics to track skills and competencies. This effort is part of a larger initiative to enhance employee experience, foster personal development, and ensure that the workforce is prepared to meet future challenges. Employee development and growth, talent marketplace, and internal mobility tools deliver fantastic results. Rolls-Royce uses a skill-based model to find manufacturing and production specialists, enabling people to rotate within new jobs in engineering and operations. MetLife, Schneider Electric, JJ, and other companies use talent marketplaces where they look at skill-based employee to job matching system. And that promotes gig work, career growth, and talent mobility. However, after having some conversations, organizations rarely differentiate now between competences and skills to make their life simple. They just call everything skills. We at Legal Talent Analytics are helping organizations to become skills and competencies driven. And we help differentiate and assess both competencies and skills. Our AI-powered analytics solution helps identify gaps and provides personalized learning and career path recommendations to each employee. We create high-performing teams with Legal and understand which skills and competencies affect performance and leverage this data for making every step of talent management more efficient and cost-effective. For example, Capgemini. They utilize Legal to map skills and competencies and identify proficiency gaps. They're establishing a clear organizational learning plan and recognizing employees ready for advancement with tailored enhancement and promotion strategies. This comprehensive approach enhances the employee experience, fosters career-focused discussions, and leverages talent analytics to drive business outcomes. As a result, it leads to improved employee engagement and greater gender equality in leadership positions. Finally, I have to say in conclusion, embracing a skills and competencies-based organizational approach is essential nowadays for staying competitive in the future. Don't miss it. By prioritizing skills and competencies development and leveraging them effectively, businesses will adapt to evolving challenges and seize new opportunities. Throughout this discussion today, we've explored the differences between competencies and skills, recognizing the importance of both in shaping organizational success. I hope you now have a clear understanding of these distinctions and their significance. Thank you for joining us in this episode, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel, Legal Strategic Talent Transformation Series, for more insights on workforce and HR trends, news, technology, and talent transformation. You will find us on LinkedIn, Spotify, YouTube, and Google Podcasts. Let's transform the workplace and prepare for the future of work together. Thank you.